Since the pandemic started, across the U.S., an estimated 110,000 restaurants closed their doors, either permanently or temporarily. Those that have reopened are having trouble finding waitstaff, especially in remote tourist areas. Emily Schwing reports from an hour south of Anchorage.
Dinner service is in full swing at Jack Sprat. The small restaurant sits at the bottom of a ski hill in Girdwood, Alaska.
Chris, did you toss my tickets?
No, it's right here, Chris.
Thank you.
It serves fat and lean world cuisine, and head chef Lindsay Casera's specials include a roasted beet galette and maple bacon creme brulee.
When quarantine first happened, you know, there were new rules and new restrictions, but people were expecting the same level of service from us, and we really needed a little grace.
Jack Sprat had customers, but it didn't have servers.
How many people do you know that just sort of were like, this industry is not that stable. I'm out. I'm going to go do something else.
A lot of people. Yeah, quite a few.
38 people worked at Jack Sprat prior to the pandemic. Now there are only 22 employees. Other restaurants in the area had similar losses, and with good reason.
Working in a restaurant is not the easiest thing to do. People treat servers like not very good sometimes.
Ginger Pyunk waited tables for years until she was laid off in March of 2020 from a restaurant run by Girdwood's local ski resort. The layoff means she could spend hundreds of hours volunteering at the local fire department.
For me, fire department came just at the perfect time. Perfect.
It helped her realize she was tired of relying on minimum wage and the tips.
Once I was here for a few months, I was like, yeah, no, forget the restaurants.
Now she's a certified emergency medical technician, an EMT, and plans to go to paramedic school. So who will serve the people who come to ski, bike, and hike when they eventually get hungry? According to the National Restaurant Association, hiring is recovering, but the total number of restaurant workers is still 14% below pre-pandemic levels. And that means Jack Sprat restaurant owners Franz and Jennifer Weitz see cars pull into their parking lot, even on nights they can't open.
Before the pandemic, we were open 3 lunches and 7 nights a week.
For almost 20 years.
Year round. And now we're open 5 nights a week. So we were at 10 shifts, now we're at 5 shifts.
In order to lure potential employees, the Weitz offer at least $15 an hour to experienced staff, $3 higher than the U.S. average. They've also implemented a new policy so that tips are shared between wait and kitchen staff.
It's on average about $30 an hour.
And I've noticed less of a us versus them, front of back house, back of the house, which is sort of cliche in the industry.
The Weitz have also taken on other problems, made worse by COVID. A big one is housing, especially in a place like Alaska. It's both expensive and limited. So in addition to paying more, the Weitz feel pressure to provide workers with a place to live. They've rented a 4-bedroom house, and they had been considering buying property.
It'd take a lot of our personal retirement and funds to do that.
With the summer season now in full swing and a wave of vaccinated tourists on the way, they're still worried what they're offering employees won't be enough to help feed hungry guests. For NPR News, I'm Emily Schwing in Girdwood, Alaska.